This health report brought to you by Dr. Bernstein Diet and Health Clinics. Well, if you can't beat them, join them. That is the idea behind a rather unique teaching method being used in Florida.
Instead of banning smartphones from the classroom, one high school teacher is using Twitter as a teaching tool. Students in Valerie Williams' ninth grade English class in Melbourne, Florida, are encouraged to share their thoughts about books they read in 140 characters or less. She says it engages kids by letting them speak in a language they understand and gives quieter kids a voice because it's easier for some to tweet than talk. It's part of an overall school program to teach kids how to be good digital citizens and to show them that social media posts can be seen by the entire world. Karen Chase, ABC News.
Well, it seems we really do love to find out the ending of a show, even if we haven't seen it yet.
Most of the people in the Netflix survey say they've had to apologize in the past for blurting out too much about an exciting plot twist. The survey also reveals Americans are twice as likely to think they should be able to talk about a new episode of their favorite TV show anytime they want. More than a quarter of the Canadian survey respondents say they read spoiler-filled comments or articles about shows that they hadn't yet watched but planned to. Don Kelly, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
From the OPP, seatbelt-related road deaths in this province are headed for a 10-year low. From 2005 to 2007, over 100 people died each year in collisions where seatbelt compliance was a factor. That number dropped to 73 last year, the second lowest fatality rate in the last 10 years. The lowest number of fatalities was back in 2009. There were just 68, but so far the number of seatbelt-related fatalities this year is just 32. Having a heart attack at the age of 35 seems to be a rather unusual condition, but that's exactly what happened to one woman.
Anna Gregg rushed to the ER with symptoms of a heart attack.
Stabbing pain in my chest.
She went home without a diagnosis. Months later, it happened again. What happened to Anna was not a typical heart attack. Her doctor told her she suffered a spontaneous coronary artery dissection, or SCAD.
Gave me a sheet of information that was just a tiny paragraph that said, here's what SCAD is, and we don't know much about it.
And it's when, instead of a plaque building up, the artery splits.
Dr. Sharon Hayes says SCAD is an uncommon condition, which happens mostly to young women. A tear develops on the inside of a coronary artery, allowing blood to create a split between two layers of the wall. Sometimes the split remains small, but the blood in between the layers can clot, causing the normal artery channel to become narrow, blocking blood flow to the heart. Anna had 7 stents placed to keep her arteries open.
Every day I think, God's giving me a new day.
And that's Tracy McRae of the Mayo Health Clinic reporting.